is, or is it?
On this last Sunday following Easter, this fifth Sunday after Easter, also in the Western Rite called Rogation Sunday, and as we approach the ascension of our Lord, which we will celebrate on Wednesday evening coming up, I want us to see the continuing themes that our Lord is giving and teaching his disciples and here in the Gospel of St. John. And this morning I want us to realize that he is proclaiming peace and victory. Peace and victory. Our nation this weekend observes Memorial Day in commemorating and remembering the ultimate sacrifices paid by the members of our armed forces over the years in defending the freedoms of our nation. And I just recently saw a newspaper article dated June the 24th, I believe it was, 1945, the Stars and Stripes newspaper, following the defeat of the Japanese in the campaign at Okinawa in the South Pacific Theater during World War II. And the article featured on the front page of the Stars and Stripes magazine, or newspaper rather, said in the headlines, "The campaign may be ended, but don't forget mop-up operations. The campaign may be ended, but don't forget mop-up operations." In fact, what the article goes on to describe is some of the intense fighting that continued upon Okinawa as Japanese, a defeated army there, continued to fight against the American GIs, the 27th Infantry. And the last statement of the article was a quote by one of the soldiers who were involved in those mop-up operations when he said, "I wish mop-up were as easy as people think it is." And you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with what we are discussing today or what our Lord is discussing? Well, I'm declaring to you that in the victory of Jesus, in his death, burial, and resurrection, he has declared victory over death, over the entrapments of death in this world, the domain of this world, the prince of the air has been defeated. And the church is now involved in mop-up operations. It is often a difficult thing. When we have been called to be warriors for Christ, we recognize, or should recognize, that it is not a life of ease. And in fact, from our gospel lesson this morning in the 16th chapter of St. John, Jesus' whole discourse here with the disciples was really all about preparing them for what was to come. He realized that in their hearts and in their minds, they were troubled. They often didn't understand the things that Jesus was saying. And even though they felt that they understood what he was saying then, and he said, "You're not speaking to us in Proverbs, you're speaking to us plainly." St. Augustine reminds us that they really didn't understand what they didn't understand. In fact, Jesus says that they would be scattered, that they would leave him alone. But he was reminding them that he really is not alone because the Father is with him. But Jesus' whole point in this discourse is that even in the midst of the tribulation that the church, that his apostles, his disciples would face, and the beginning of that tribulation being their scattering, they could acquire peace. they could acquire peace in the victory that Jesus would bring to fruition in his resurrection. We have victory, or there is peace in victory. The last verse I want to remind you of, chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus says to them, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus is declaring his victory even ahead of his resurrection. He wants them to remember those words, that in that victory they can have peace in him despite whatever is happening in the mop-up operations of the world. In fact, Jesus assured them that there would continue to be tribulation. The enemy, though a defeated enemy, would continue to have power and dominion within this life and bringing others into the darkness and scattering even us, scattering our thoughts, scattering our faith. But we must remain grounded and rooted in the reality of Christ's victory, that in the midst of whatever troubles and tribulation we might be enduring, that we may have peace. What Jesus said would almost be considered treason in the Roman world. You see, the Roman world, the entire Roman world, was unified by one thing that they declared. That's the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. Everything contributing to the unity, to the peace of Rome. And to declare that something else or someone else was the source of true peace was really almost an act of treason, because you were speaking against the Pax Romana. You see, it would be at the hands of the Romans that our Lord would suffer his own passion and his death. But it would be the world that Jesus would conquer in all of its corruption, in all of the tribulation. There is peace. There is peace in Christ. I want to remind you of what St. Paul writes in his second epistle to the church in Corinth, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. He writes, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." And then continuing in verse 16, St. Paul writes, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." St. Paul is really manifesting in his writing what our Lord had already declared to his apostles before his death and resurrection. That there is an unseen glory, a glory that is beheld inwardly. And we as a people of faith, united to Christ, united to the Father and the Holy Spirit, can remain in the peace that comes with the victory of our Lord. Regardless of the external circumstances and the pressures and even persecutions that may exist, we need not be reminded that the seeds of the church were the blood of martyrs. These were those who, with that faith, could walk into the Colosseums and face the gladiators and the lions and wild beasts that would tear them limb from limb, singing hymns, rejoicing that there was a far greater weight of glory that was at work in them, united to Christ, who had the victory. This is our mop-up operation. It may not be glorious in the sight of the world. And there are times, I'm sure, that all of us will grouse and complain about the struggles that we have. These past weeks have not been easy for any of us, with the COVID-19 pandemic and being ordered to stay at home, kind of going stir crazy, having troubles finding some of our essential needs in grocery stores, not being able to worship together. But in the midst of all this, we realize that there is a far weightier measure of glory in Christ's conquest over all that this world can throw at us. God willing, in a couple of weeks, we are going to be baptizing and bringing in about a dozen new catechumens and babies into the church. And one of the things, if you recall, as a part of that chrismation rite, is for me to gently slap the face of him who is being chrismated, reminding them of this verse that we read in verse 33. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Even in our entrance to the church, we are reminded of that faith that grounds us, that girds us, that keeps us living in the victory of our Lord Jesus. To be of good cheer. Today, I also remind you that is the commemoration of one of our church doctors, St. Vincent of Lorraine, a Gallican monk who lived in the early part of the 5th century in what is now modern-day France, Gaul at that time. But one of the things that St. Vincent gives us with regard to the attributes of the Catholic faith, that is the Orthodox Catholic faith, as he says in his writing, which has become a maxim of Catholicity, he said, we must be, at all possible, we must hold to that faith which has been believed everywhere, always, and by all. That really defines what we are being brought into amidst the tribulations of this world, into a church, into a faith that has been believed everywhere, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of what corner of the world we are in. Always, regardless of what age we live in, and by all, a succession of faith from the apostles down through the ages. This is the glory of the church, to abide in this victory that our Lord has brought about. So let us be of good cheer with whatever tribulations that we may be facing. For in Christ, in his victory, we have peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.